Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Uh-oh, sounds like somebody's got a case of the Tuesdays.
Come on, son, you gotta get out there and take the mound. It's game time.
It's time for Tuesdays with Tim. Former Brewers pitcher and current Bally Sports Wisconsin Brewers analyst Tim Dillard joins Wisconsin Sports Daily on 1250 AM The Fan. Tim's appearance is served up by Fourth Base Seafood and Steak Restaurant on National Ave in West Milwaukee. Check him out online and make your reservation today at thefourthbase.com.
Brewers get a big win yesterday over the Philadelphia Phillies. Now three back of the Philadelphia Phillies. And really in a position here to put a big dent into chasing that one seed in the National League. Now, again, you don't have to be the one seed necessarily to have home field or to have a bye, I should say, in the first round. You can be the one or the two seed. So currently the Brewers, three back of the Phillies. And then the Dodgers are one back of the Phillies, so the Brewers two games back of them. Realistically, that's kind of where you want to be. So if somehow, some way, you're able to get the next couple of games here, you can close that down to one game possibly out of the one seed in the National League, which would be truly amazing. And in the process, hopefully, clinch the NL Central. Joining us now, he is Tim Dillard. Follow him on Twitter at DimTillard, as the Brewers' magic number is now two, Mr. Dillard. And who thought we would be here with a couple weeks left to go in the season and an opportunity for the Brewers to clinch the NL Central?
I mean, I thought so.
You're telling me you didn't?
No, I definitely didn't.
Unbelievable.
No. I think I said somewhere between 80 and 85 wins, maybe, I think was my guess.
Yeah, I remember before the season started, I'm not sure what news outlet I was talking to, but I was like, I don't know. I said, I got Pat Murphy winning Manager of the Year. I got the team making the playoffs. At that time, I didn't know how high they would be, but I thought they had a chance at the Central. And, I mean, right now they're facing the Phillies. Two more games against the Phillies, they have a chance to kind of get that first round bye. That would be huge just because, yeah, it's less games. And you know what? Get some rest because some of these guys have been playing a lot, especially down the stretch.
Let's talk a little bit about last night's game. I will say that I was not a fan of the decision to bring in Holby Milner when they went to him. Two on, nobody out, heart of the Phillies order, starting with Bryce Harper. Milner hasn't been pitching all that well lately. I was not a fan of it, very nervous about it, and he worked through it, I'm not going to say with ease necessarily, but he got through all three batters and didn't allow a run, and that was very impressive.
Holby Milner is a big league pitcher. He is. Why his ERA is like a 5 or whatever is basically because he's had a lot of bad luck. And I think he tried to counteract some of that bad luck and made some adjustments. And sometimes you just have bad luck and there's nothing to adjust other than if you could magically make a ball go at somebody. And yeah, things haven't been going well for him. But no, that doesn't mean you don't go to him. He's still effective. Think about a couple of years ago when he faced, or maybe it was last year, faced Bryce Harper and threw like 3 fastballs right down the middle. Bryce Harper didn't even offer because he couldn't see it. The guy is nasty. There's no doubt. And you lean into that, especially in those big moments. So I wasn't surprised they went to him. Wasn't surprised he did well. For me, you bypass all the ERA. Sometimes you just got to overlook the bad luck and say, listen, this guy knows what he's doing. And just good for him. He's had some big bounce back moments, but he's also been victim of just not having things go his way as well.
You know, one thing you could say about Pat Murphy, I think, as a manager is he does become very loyal and invested and isn't as willing to move off of, you know, guys that have a track record of success while they're going through struggles.
Well, I think every player wants a manager to see past some of the stuff they can't control. You can't control who the ball goes to or doesn't go to. You can't control who's playing third. You can't control who's playing second at the time you're in the ball game. You know, and you could even say that about the guys like in the minor leagues in AAA. You know, the things that are shaking down there. Sometimes you have your best left fielder is playing shortstop, and you give up a ground ball, and the ball's not, you know, made, and then suddenly you have a couple more notches on your ERA. You need someone to see past all that, and I promise you there's not a lot of people that can do that or even look to try to do that. They can just make justified claims and go, well, this is your numbers, regardless of all the other stuff. What I see is a guy in Pat Murphy and Ricky Weeks that sit there and go, you know what, we see beyond what the numbers show, and we know you're good, and lean into that. And that gives a lot of players hope. That gives a lot of players encouragement, gives a lot of players something to look forward to because they know that there's people out there paying attention.
How about Colin Ray? He ends up having to pitch out of the pen last night because of lack of arms available, whatever the case may be. 2 1/3 gives you a solid outing. And I would have to think, you know, there's something to the difficulty level of there of being a starter and now being asked to come out of the pen for the first time really all year.
Yeah, I mean, he had a couple of openers. I think maybe 2 to 3 starts where he really didn't start the game but came in for a long relief. But, yeah, he's had the track record of being able to pitch out of the bullpen. But to me, it's the idea that the Brewers have players that are willing to take the ball. And Colin Ray's the epitome of that. Hey, give me the ball. I'll pitch until you take it out of my hand. And they go to him that morning, and we're like, hey, you may need to pitch long relief today. And he's totally for it. He's totally ready for it because that's what you get from a guy that's been around a while. So, yeah, I wasn't surprised at all. Go out there, give you some length, finish the game. How about a save? I mean, that's first major league save. That's a big deal. And now the Brewers, I think, tied first for most players that have a save in the season. It's big stuff. And it's a big moment for him, too, especially come off a bad outing. You want to prove yourself. You want to prove yourself right away. As a starter, you got to wait, 5, 6 days nowadays? To me, one of the best moments of my entire career is the time when I was a starter in the minor leagues, but in between those starts, instead of a bullpen, I was coming out of the bullpen and throwing in games. I was getting more innings, I was getting more pitches, and I was getting better. So look for this to be, if this is the best bullpen anybody could get, right? If he's going to be back in 3 days or 4 days starting again, look for him to be sharp. I mean, that stuff builds up. It's like compound interest, man. You just start accumulating, and it just helps your psyche. It helps your pitches. I look for him to do great things coming forward.
So why don't more teams do it then during the season?
Well, it's just you don't have the personnel. Not everyone's built like that. Not everyone's built to throw sinkers, get ground balls, strike out a guy when you need to, and stay away from walks. Not everyone's built that way. Not everyone's trying to do that. And a lot of times, you know, there's players nowadays that just want to throw the ball as hard as they can. They don't even care if they stay healthy or not. But here's a guy that's able to stay healthy. He's eating innings, and he's taking care of himself in such a way where he's like, hey, you want me to throw relief and then come back and start? I can do that too.
Talk with Tim Dillard, Valley Sports Wisconsin Brewers analyst. Follow him on Twitter at DimTillard, brought to you by 4th Bay Seafood and Steak Restaurant in West Milwaukee. As he joins us here on 1250 AM, the Fan Wisconsin Sports Daily, I'm Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. I want to go back to what you said earlier, which is now they lead the league or whatever in, you know, most different pitchers with a save. Having said that, and how cool that is.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you think that there's still that need for every team to have that dominant shutdown guy nowadays?
Oh, for sure. I mean, if you look at the Brewers' success in the last how many years, they got Devin Williams in the ninth. Before that, Josh Hader.
Yep.
Before that, Corey Knebel. Before that, John Axford. Like, just keep going back. And you also, you know, people love a 7, 8, 9-inning guy. I was part of a really good team, 2011, and you had 7, 8, 9 locked down, but 7 and 8 could interchange. You'd have a LaTroy Hawkins, Cameron Lowe, throw a Manny Parr out there, Takashi Saito, whoever's the guy that is going to be in that moment, and then you just kind of rotate. I think the Brewers have even more so, just because they have guys that feel comfortable in the ninth. They have guys that can go multiple innings. And you start getting down to the wire, you don't know what playoffs are going to look like. Think about Tony La Russa with the Cardinals back in the day. I mean, I'm not a huge fan. I don't think a lot of Brewers fans are.
I'm not.
Big fans of Tony La Russa.
No.
But he kind of pioneered that, oh, my starter's not doing well in the second inning. Well, let's get into that bullpen. And nobody was doing that years ago. And now it's like, well, if you have that kind of bullpen, you can do that. So now all the stuff that's gone on throughout the year, all these guys getting experience in tough innings, longer innings, multiple innings, whatever it looks like, all these guys have that experience, and now here they are about to go into playoffs, and they just have multiple guys that can do that. And here's the thing. Oh, there's a lot of teams that can't boast that. They're stuck with their 7, 8, 9-inning guys, and who knows? One of them blows it. Are they there the next day? Who knows? So I don't know. I like their chances. I like the way they've put in their dues, and yet, you know what? They still won throughout the year.
And Joe Ross is a guy that was a starter too, and he's been phenomenal out of the bullpen for this team. Also can give you length in the middle of a game.
Yeah, I wouldn't even be surprised if something happens and he has to end up starting down the stretch or in the playoffs. He's that good. And you know, you start looking at, okay, who's going to be here next year, right? Like, I don't know if Joe Ross is going to be there. I think they should try to keep him. But he's kind of a rental. If he's a rental, then it's like, well, let's see what we can get out of him. And everything that they've got out of him has been fantastic. I mean, since he's come back from injury, they put him in the bullpen. God, his fastball is good. His command is impeccable. That slider is invisible. And he's a guy that can give you 2+ every single time he goes out. Lefties and righties, this day and age, I'm telting you, the Brewers have 6 or 7 guys in the bullpen that it doesn't matter, lefty or righty, doesn't matter how many innings. They're giving you super quality, and it's sneaky, man. I'm telling you. And then playoffs, that's where it becomes, you know, comes big to the forefront.
Talking with Tim Diller, Bally Sports Wisconsin Brewers analyst. One last one for you. It was a topic of conversation Sunday night. It was a topic of conversation yesterday on this show, the idea of running Jared Canning back out there in the 10th inning in a D-backs game on Sunday after you have Devin Williams up multiple times. Pat Murphy said, well, you know, we could have used him for a hitter or whatever, but if we used him for more than a hitter, that would have been 4 out of 6 days, and he wouldn't have been available for quite some time going forward. Now, obviously, I'm not a pitcher. My question is, you get up and you sit down multiple times, that can't be good either.
I mean, that's definitely the talk around the bubbler. Like, everybody's trying to figure out what was going on. We were trying to in real time. I've worked with Brian Anderson a ton. Brian Anderson was looking at me like, what do you got?
And he thought he might be hurt. He kept saying, I hope he's not hurt. That's what he kept saying, right?
that situation, you're like, and here's one thing as a broadcasting side, you're like, you don't want to say somebody could be hurt if, like, family's listening or right. watching. But here's the thing. If he's available, he should be out there. If he's not available, then don't get him up
Thank
and
you.
Hot. And they didn't get him hot just once. They got him up and got him hot twice.
Yep.
And we didn't show this on the broadcast, but it sounded like after they sat him down the second time, this is probably when bases were loaded, nobody was out, no runs in yet. They sat him down, and he, like, went off kind of in the tunnel and was upset, you know, like, visibly upset, and then came back and sat down, which we did show when he's sitting back down, and you could tell he was perturbed. Now, at the time, we're like, we don't know if he's hurt, because if he's not hurt, then get him in the ballgame. If he's fine and he's just down that day, then don't have him getting up and throwing. I've seen that before. It's not good decisions. And I bet if they had to do it over again, they would obviously navigate that differently. But luckily it didn't cost him. He gets another day's rest. You start putting together what the future looks like. It's going to be fine. But at that time, I'm like, man, that's a tough decision one way or the other. It almost looked like Jared Canning was surprised he was going back out.
There was no other plan B. He left Canning out there like, okay, well, it's not going to be Devin Williams, so we're going to lose it on you or win it with you kind of deal. And if that thing would have went to the 11th, what was the next plan? Were they going to pitch a position player? Like, I don't understand.
Well, there's some backstory, too, because when Canning went out, because there was double barrel action. It was Canning and Devin Williams. They
right.
were both throwing. And it was like, okay, if they tie or go ahead, like, or, you know, this is, you have different roles, you know, who goes out there. So if they would have gone ahead, the Brewers go ahead, then Devin Williams would have went out and Koenig doesn't go out there at all. But all of a sudden it's like, oh, it's still tied. Let's go Koenig. And then Koenig goes out there. Then they score two. Then they're like, now we're unwilling to use Williams. I mean, we're all sitting there baffled because we saw this in real time. And even Brian Anderson was like, hey, when we come back, Devin Williams is in the ballgame. And then 5 seconds later, they're like, Devin isn't throwing. And we're all like, what? You know, and he has to apologize. Coming back, he's like, wow, sorry. Like, what? Everything in our track record and our experience with baseball led us to believe that this is what it was going to look like. And clearly everyone at home was thinking the same thing. So I don't know. I don't know the explanation. Don't really care. You're going to say whatever you want to say about it. Did they get it completely right? I bet they would say no. Did they get it completely wrong? I bet they would say no. So in all of this comes down to, do they believe in Jared Koenig? Yes. Yes, they do. He has proved that. That guy's been resilient.
Yeah, he has.
Amazing.
Yep.
He has been one of the arms, the reason the Brewers are where they are. I mean, he's got, like, what, 8 wins on the season? Like, you don't just fall into wins like that. You have to earn them. He's done that. So, do they go to him? Yeah. But at the same time, if it's this wishy-washy thing, baseball doesn't like wishy-washy. Baseball likes black and white. Baseball likes right or wrong. Like, if you're going to back up a base, you don't know which base to back up. I remember Mike Maddox would be like, if you're going to back up third on a ball that's hitting the gap with the man on first, like, go back up third. If the play's at home, guess what? You're 100% wrong. He goes, but if you go to back up home and the ball goes to third, you're still 100% wrong. What he didn't want was you to be hung up between third and home where you're just kind of out in no man's land, just wishy-washy. So stay out of the – be 100% right or 100% wrong. The wishy-washiness is tough, and players don't like that. Really, coaches don't like that. Organizations, definitely fans.
No.
So, yeah, I think they mismanaged. I don't know what was going on. Here's the thing I learned about baseball, though, just being in it for 20-odd years. There's always something behind the something. There's always something. Like, we see what we see, and we call it out on the broadcast. As a fan, you call it out like you see it. There's always something else going on. And we were just hoping, hey, out of all this, whether they lose the game or not, just want to make sure Devin Williams is good to go. It sounds like he's good to go, so that's all we need to hear.
Yeah, and then he got back up again last night and sat back down because they didn't end up beating him last night either. It's crazy stuff. Wisconsin Sports Daily served up by Wendy's. Our guy, I can't wait. Every Tuesday is fun. Tim Diller, Tuesdays with Tim, Bally Sports Wisconsin Brewers analyst. Follow him on Twitter at Dim Tiller, brought to you by, of course, 4th Bay Seafood and Steak Restaurant right there in West Milwaukee, across the street from the VA Hospital, just moments away from the stadium. Tim, thanks so much for coming on.
Yep, thanks, Sparky.
You bet. You take care. There he is, Tim Dillard on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nore taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nore.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.